Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3503BN. Today's date is November 18th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Prepares Their Three-Stage Plan to Stop Trump. Trump has the ultimate countermeasure. Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, we can see that they actually shifted their plans. Now, pre-election, we thought they were going to try to do something. Of course they were. They were going to use ballots. They brought in Kamala Harris. I do believe that was too late. Biden kept pushing back over and over and over. I do believe they wanted someone other than Kamala. I do believe that was probably pushing towards Michelle Obama, maybe Hillary Clinton, or a combination. But Biden stepped down way too late. And it left them in a position, what do they do? Because Kamala, she doesn't poll that great. She can't speak that well. She can't answer questions. They were in trouble. I think we all knew that at the time. And they knew that, hey, we have a cheating system. We can use our cheating system, but how are we going to create the ballots that we're going to need? Because look how many people are voting for Trump. Do you really think it's only 78 million? Do you think it's more than that? Absolutely. And they knew that there was no way they could flip all the votes, bring in the ballots, and make it look like she won this election. They tried with the polls that they put out there, all the fake polls, to make everyone believe that everything was even. So what they actually did was they reset their cheating system, and they said, okay, since we can't get her to win, we will make her vote total very, very close, her popular vote very, very close to what Clinton had, what Obama had. So it looks like she got pretty much the same as the other Democratic candidates. And this way, Biden could come out and the fake news could come out and all the rest can come out and say, look, see, we don't cheat in the elections. The 2020 elections, they're on the up and up. The whole thing that Trump has been saying this long time, what everyone else was saying, it's all gigantic big lie. You see, the elections are good. We don't need the Save Act. We don't need to vote in one day, even though they're still counting in California, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, even though they cheated in all these other places. We don't need that Save Act. And this is why they set that up. Now, since they realized they couldn't cheat pre-election, they moved their entire plan to post-election, where they were going to try to stop Trump from getting into office, stop him from the election being certified, stop him at the inauguration. This is what they're about to do. And we knew from the very, very beginning that they were going to push the entire country into war. Now, I do believe they have a three-stage plan to try to stop Trump. And this has nothing to do with his picks. That's something completely different. I'm talking about how they're going to try to stop him or try to get him out of office. Now, number one, they don't want him to take office. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to create a race war, try to create chaos in the country. They're going to try to get him on the 14th Amendment, where the 14th Amendment says if you have an insurrection and you're guilty of an insurrection, you cannot take office. That's like the Cliff Note version here. So I do believe that is the first thing that most likely they're going to try. When this doesn't work and he is certified and he's sworn in, The two other major things they're going to try to do is, number one, they're going to time the market to come down as soon as Trump implements his economic policies. Once he says, okay, let's place tariffs on countries. Okay, let's start to drill for oil. Let's remove the taxes from the people. Now, I do believe they're probably going to set this up where they're going to try to get the market to come down. This is why the Fed started to slow the rate cuts, because they're trying to time this. I do believe that they'll time it probably sometime in the spring. The last thing they're trying to do is kick off this war. And we know that this is part of their 16-year plan. We know that eventually what they were going to do is they were going to try to bring the entire world to war. Why? Because it's a very big distraction. Puts a lot of pressure on the president. And you have death and destruction everywhere. And it looks like they're already preparing to do this. They're already preparing to bring this country to war. And you could see with Biden giving permission to Ukraine to use long-range missiles to hit Russia, the UK giving permission, France giving permission, you could see that they're already trying to kick this off. And who's in the middle of all this? NATO is in the middle of all this, because NATO has to actually make the missiles fire. They actually have to work and actually control where these missiles are going to go. It's not Ukraine. It's most likely going to be NATO, which means Russia is going to be looking at NATO saying, you are now in the war. And remember, I think it's Article 5. When something happens and you attack a NATO country, Article 5 kicks in and other countries then join in the fight. And all of a sudden you have World War III. And since Trump is going to be in office, they want this major, major war. And they're hoping that the United States loses the war. Why? Because this is the way they get him out of office. This is how they remove the Constitution. This is how they take over the country. This has been their plan since the beginning. I mean, they didn't just think this up right now. This has been their plan for a very, very long time. And now they're implementing it in these different stages to try to stop Trump at every turn. And it doesn't mean they won't try other things. And we could see already that they're already prepping and preparing where they're trying to shut down communications. We had two cables under the sea where all of a sudden we had major problems there. They're calling them faults. And the communication cable between Finland and Germany went down. And then there was another one between Lithuania and Sweden. British Airways right now, they lost communications and their planes are grounded. So we can see that things are now picking up. We know it was very, very quiet before the election, and we could see why. We could see what their plan is. But Trump, he has the ultimate countermeasure, and he's been telling the people what his countermeasure is. It's called peace. And I do believe Putin is going to be on board. Xi's going to be on board. Zelensky's going to be on board. All the other nations that are going to get involved, they're going to be on board. And I do believe this is something the deep state is going to try to push against, because, again, they don't want peace. But I do believe Trump's countermeasure of peace is going to shut all of this down. Now, throughout all of this, the deep state players, they're going to try to do many different things to try to start the war. We already know that there's still an assassin that's at large, where the Iranians tried to pay this individual to assassinate Trump. Biden already put out the word that if Iran tries to assassinate Trump, it's an act of war. We already know that Israel attacked Iran, and I do believe that they hit their nuclear infrastructure, and it's stopping them from creating nuclear weapons or producing nuclear materials. We also know that Russia just went into Ukraine and had a huge offensive in Ukraine. Plus, there are North Korean soldiers on the front lines. So you start to put all this together and you could see where this is going. So Trump, he has a huge task in front of him, and they're trying to whip this up as fast as possible so he can't usher in peace. But I do believe in the end, this is all going to fail, just like everything else, because once you have the military behind you, once you have the American people behind you, and once the people see what's going on, especially those people that are against Trump right now, still the D's, the far left side, when they hear war coming and they hear the draft is coming, what do you think these people are going to do? Are they going to say, yes, I want to fight for this country? Or are they going to say, I don't want war? And Trump is going to be the only one talking about peace. So you think they're going to be cheering him on for peace? Absolutely. Yes, there might be some crazies out there that won't. But the logical thinking people, they're going to say, you know something? I am no way fighting in a war whatsoever. And this is the only guy talking about peace. I'm all for him. And I do believe this is going to change everything. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the fake news right now, because it looks like AP, they're going to be cutting 8% of their staff, and they're going to be laying off these individuals. And when you look at CNN, MSNBC, and all these fake news outlets, you can see they are now struggling, and it's getting harder and harder for them to actually make ends meet, because when you are peddling in fake news and you're losing your subscribers, when you're losing the people that are listening to you, how are you going to make money? Actually, they're destroying themselves. And the other thing that's really interesting is that MSNBC's Joe Scarborough and Mika, they went to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump and agreed to reset their relationship. Now, that is very, very interesting. Remember, these individuals, for what, since 2016, they've just been talking crap about him, calling him Hitler, a fascist, a dictator, you name it. And Trump, he invited them to Mar-a-Lago, and they had a discussion. Joe Concha responded to this and says, "Your reminder, as I've said for years on the air and in print, 90% of what you see on networks like this is all performance art. Because why else would Joe and Mika want to reset the relationship with someone they repeatedly called a fascist for 8 years? Total phony people." Storm has arrived, put this out and said, "Wow. Trump extended an olive branch to Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski and invited them to Mar-a-Lago, to which they accepted and met with Trump on Friday. Although this feels like a hostage video, it appears that the Morning Joe crew will be taking a different approach in covering DJT moving forward. Time will tell. Whether this is sincere or not is irrelevant. President Trump is the ultimate deal maker and knows that in order to unify the country, he needs to reel in the fake news media, the art of the deal." And we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. And I think the country now is starting to realize that border czar Kamala Harris and Biden, the resident, they were responsible for all these people that got killed by the illegals that came into this country. And it's very, very apparent when you look at Laken Riley and you look at her killer, because there was testimony today that the reason why this individual was in the area in Georgia, it's because the Biden administration paid for this individual's flight to Georgia. They flew this gang member, this illegal gang member, to Georgia, and this individual killed this woman. Greg Price put this out and said, "The roommate of Laken Riley's killer just testified during his trial that they went to Roosevelt Hotel together in September of 2023 and received a taxpayer-funded flight to Georgia. Your government flew an illegal gang member to Georgia with your money, where he then proceeded to brutally murder an innocent girl. January 20th can't come soon enough." So Kamala, Biden, Mayorkas, all of these people are responsible. They should be held accountable for what happened here, because this wasn't an accident. It wasn't like they slipped in and they didn't know where this person was. They used We the People's money to fly this individual to Georgia. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly who this individual was. And if they didn't know who he was, that means they didn't do their job, because this person wasn't vetted. So it doesn't matter if they do or didn't know. They didn't go through the port of entry. They didn't go through the vetting. They brought these people in here knowingly, knowing that these might be criminals. They might be rapists. They might be drug traffickers, human traffickers, terrorists. They knew this. They should be held accountable at once. And I do believe we're going to see that. But the other thing that's very, very interesting is how the country now is coming together. You might not see it, because you see a lot of the left out there, you know, shaving their heads, going on cruise ships, being away from the country for a year, or they're not going to purchase items in this country because they want to bring the economy down, or they're not going to have sex. I mean, these are all the things, but These are all the things they're doing to themselves. Nobody really cares. But look how the country is actually coming together. We have the NFL teams. They're doing the Trump dance on the field. They were very, very silent before. Now they're out in the open. Actually, there's reports that CBS tried to edit the football players doing the Trump dance when they make a touchdown. Unbelievable. We also see people in blue cities, they're proud to wear their MAGA hats. They're wearing them around proudly because now people feel good. People understand patriotism. They're no longer afraid. And they're showing the deep state players, we are not afraid. We're awake. We see what's going on. We think logically. And now thousands of retired officers, veterans, they're going to volunteer to deport the illegal aliens in this country. We have the new border czar, Tom Homan. He's saying that he's receiving so many calls, so many texts and messages that all these people want to volunteer. They want to help remove all these people the deep state has brought in here. I mean, just think about that for a second. All these people that are retired, they want to volunteer to remove the illegals. Patriotism right there. And they want what's good for this country because they know it's wrong this entire time. And I do believe you're going to see Trump and team, they're going to remove all of these individuals. And what's very interesting is Tom Fitton, he put this out on Truth, and he said, reports are incoming that real Donald Trump administration is prepared to declare a national emergency and will use military assets to reverse the Biden invasion through a mass deportation program. Trump responded to this and said, true. So this is true. It's going to happen. And the GOP, the House Judiciary GOP, they put out a report that says the Kamala Harris Biden administration has led at least 1.7 million potential national security threats cross the border. And there's a lot more people in here, but they know of 1.7 million national security threats, which is absolutely unbelievable. But you could see that the immigration advocacy groups and Democrat leaders, they're seeking to disrupt Trump's plan to deport millions of undocumented immigrants by pre-drafting lawsuits that could be filed as soon as he takes office. So they're already planning. They already have the lawsuits set up. They're already going to try to stop him, which I think he already knew. But once again, when he uses the Alien Invasion Act of 1798, it gives him war powers and it overrides what they're trying to do. Now, you could see there's many different cities, many different states. They're already out there saying, we're not going to help whatsoever. We have the fake governor, Katie Hobbs. She's already saying that Arizona is not going to work with Trump. We have Pritzker of Illinois. He's saying, yeah, what he's trying to do is completely unconstitutional. We're not going to work with him whatsoever. So you can see that all of these different individuals, it's all the same players, all the same people that tried to lock down their cities during COVID, tried to be dictators. And these are the same exact people that are not going to go along with what Trump wants to do. And I do believe this is why Trump was out there letting everyone know that he's going to be using this law, which gives him powers that are far above what the governors of each of these different states can actually do. Tom Homan knows this. Trump knows this. And they don't have to help out. There's going to be a lot of volunteers. I think there's going to be a lot of volunteers in those states that are going to say, you know something? Trump has a mandate. We voted him in because we were very concerned about the borders. We're very concerned about the illegals. And I think they're going to be very, very shocked how many volunteers within their state actually help out in deportation. And I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to stop that. But I think this is all going to fail in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, since everything's going to be reversed here in the U.S. and elections are coming up in Canada, Trudeau, he is now panicking. He's reversing all his policies and bringing in illegals into his country. And now they're saying, well, there were bad actors that stopped me from doing this. And now we're going to put a freeze on anyone trying to get into this country for at least 3 years. Now, basically, these were all his policies. He was bringing in the illegals into the country. And this sounds very, very similar to what Biden and Harris were saying, wasn't it? They created the problem. Now they're pretending they're going to fix the problem that they created. But they created that problem on purpose. So right there, that should tell you everything you need to know. These people aren't serious. And the people need to vote all of these people out of their positions. And I do believe Trudeau, Macron, and the rest, they're all going to be voted out in the end. But you can see they're not going to go down without a fight. They're going to try to push war. And the first function of war is to control the flow of information. And what does that mean? You need to make sure that you're putting out the information and the people are actually believing your information. And if you have social media platforms, if you have the ability to counter that information, well, this is going to be a problem for the deep state players. And I do believe this is why we're starting to see certain communications go down out in Europe with the communication cables. We're seeing the telecom systems go up and down, which is kind of odd. I do believe they were infiltrated by the deep state players. I wouldn't be surprised if they implanted malware. But you could see that they're also panicking because the new FCC chair, he's coming to town and he's going to change things up. So Trump, he nominated Brendan Carr. He is going to be the chairman of the FCC and he's prepared and ready to move forward. These are the couple of posts that he put out on X. The FCC's most recent budget request said that promoting DEI was the agency's second highest strategic goal. Starting next year, the FCC will end its promotion of DEI. He said, broadcast media have had the privilege of using a scarce and valuable public resource, our airwaves. In turn, they're required to, by law, to operate in the public interest. When the transition is complete, the FCC will enforce this public interest obligation. So everything the fake news has been doing, well, they're going to be fined up the wazoo unless they fall into line. Then he said Democrats have been in charge of the administration state, the alphabet soup of agencies in D.C., for at least 12 of the last 16 years. Over those 12 years, government control has increased and your freedoms have decreased. It is time to flip the script in Washington. Absolutely. And I do believe we're going to see this script flipped. And I do believe that they will no longer have control over the narrative. I think they've already lost control with the digital soldiers, but I think this is going to be taken to the next step where they have no control whatsoever. And with Trump doing this and all the people that he's putting into these positions, it's going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players to bring us back to where we were. Remember, they couldn't do it very, very quickly because people wouldn't accept it. So to bring us back to where we were, people will not accept any of it. And actually, at this point, I don't think they're even going to elect anyone to come in. That's why we need to fix our election system, because if we don't do that, they can cheat in the next election. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the support for banning assault weapons, there's no such thing as assault weapons, is now declining. Isn't that interesting? All of a sudden, this is starting to decline. People are starting to realize how important it is to have weapons. They're starting to realize that all those different areas that have gun control, they have a huge gun problem. They have a murder problem. They have robberies. Basically, they have major, major problems. Those places where people can carry, crime is very, very low. And this is why Trump came out and said, listen, we're going to have reciprocity on the carry license. Now, I think we already have that. It's called the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is very, very clear. We have the right to bear arms. We have the right to carry arms wherever we want. It doesn't say you're only allowed to carry it in this state and not that state. The Second Amendment, which is the right of the people on the federal level, gives us the right to carry a weapon in any state. And I do believe eventually that will happen. But you have to remember the deep state players, they don't want any of this to happen. Because when people realize how important your rights are, when people realize how important the Constitution is, it is game over for the deep state players. How do you convince people that it's not? Look how long it took them to convince the people that this country's bad. It was built on slaves. Constitution sucks. We shouldn't have the right to speak freely. We should ban hate speech. They took a very, very long time to try to brainwash the children, to brainwash those in college. It didn't happen overnight. It was happening for a very, very long time. You just saw the end cycle of all of this. But to bring us back to that is going to be very, very difficult. And this is why they're moving towards their next plan. Their next plan is to actually bring us to war. And Netanyahu was out there saying that Israeli strikes on Iran, that there were certain components in their nuclear program, they were damaged. And it's going to be very, very tough for Iran to retaliate with some of their nuclear weapons. So I do believe that was shut down. Doesn't mean they're not going to retaliate. I do believe they'll try to, but it won't be as successful as if they were using nuclear weapons. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and you can see this as a lead up to war, British Airways, they had a major IT outage. Flights were grounded. Plane communications were lost all over Europe, which is very, very interesting. Then we had two undersea cables, some saying they were cut, some saying there was a fault, but we had it between Lithuania and Sweden, and we had it between Finland and Germany. Just happened to happen during this period of time from Sunday to today. So it looks like what they're doing, I do believe that they're trying to shut down communications because they want to keep the narrative. They want to tell the people what they're planning to do. And if you have social media, if you have the ability to call someone up, if you have the ability to receive communications in other ways, this counters their narrative. Now, over the weekend, Russian forces, they unleashed over 120 missiles and 90 drones in one of the largest strikes of the war against Ukraine. And several regions, they were undergoing power blackouts. They couldn't get water. So they went all in and they started to destroy different areas of Ukraine. Now, Francis Macron, he's saying that the strikes on Ukraine show Putin does not want peace. Well, I do believe he was protecting. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you like free stuff? Well, you're in luck because BioOptimizer's Black Friday deal starts now, and they're giving away free gifts with a purchase. That's right. I have an exclusive advance invite to BioOptimizer's Black Friday deal for the entire month of November. This is their best sale of the entire year. If you're feeling stressed out or haven't been sleeping well lately, you're not alone. You might not be able to change all the chaos out there, but you can start supplementing with one key nutrient to improve your sleep quality, as well as over 600 other biochemical reactions in your body. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only product I found that has all the magnesium forms in one convenient bottle. You'll open less bottles, spend less money, and still get the top seven forms of magnesium for better sleep, management stress, balance hormones, improved mood, feel refreshed, all in one bottle. When you get all seven critical forms of magnesium, pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded. Right now, for the entire month of November, BioOptimizers, the makers of Magnesium Breakthrough, are having a Black Friday blowout sale on all of their products. All month long, you'll get discounts with my unique code, plus access up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. This is the best time to stock up and take advantage of all the free extras you're going to get. You can only get this exclusive deal through my link, special for my audience. You won't find this on Amazon or even the company's website. Go to biooptimizers.com/X22 and use code X22 to get your discount and free gifts. And one last thing, you should know BioOptimizer supplements are best in class. If for some reason you feel differently, you can get a full refund up to 1 year after your purchase. No questions asked. Again, the link to go to right now for the exclusive deal is biooptimizers.com/X22. The certain regions protecting Russia because he sees what Ukraine is about to do. He sees what NATO is planning to do. They're planning to move into World War III. And I do believe this was done as a counteroffensive to stop what they're trying to do. And what's very interesting, since that occurred, the UK, France, they are now permitting Ukraine to use long-range missiles for strikes into Russia. Biden came out and said, we are now giving permission for Ukraine to use the Army tactical missile system to hit targets inside of Russia. And these missiles can fly into Russia. I think they have a range of 300 kilometers, and they can do some major, major damage. And Zelensky right now, he's issuing a fresh threat to Russia. And he's letting them know that we've got the long-range missiles. We'll strike Russia if you keep doing this. So Germany right now, the papers out there, they're telling their people to prepare for war. German army is preparing companies for potential war. Out in Sweden, they are preparing for war. Chuck Colesto put this out and said, Sweden urging citizens to prepare for war. 5 million households receive guides on stockpiling essentials amid escalating global tensions. Biden is accused of trying to start World War III. Sweden is distributing around 5 million pamphlets to its residents, advising them to prepare for the possibility of war. The pamphlets provide guidance on stockpiling essentials such as food and water, reflecting increasing concerns over potential conflict with Russia. Meanwhile, Finland has introduced a new national preparedness website, and Norway recently distributed booklets instructing citizens on how to sustain themselves independently for a week in the event of war or other crisis. So both Sweden and Finland abandoned decades of military neutrality to join NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. So these countries now, they're preparing for war. And Russia is already warning NATO, do not enter this war. Do not move forward with what you're about to do. Because again, who's going to be launching these missiles? It's not going to be Ukraine. It's going to be NATO. And NATO is going to drag the rest of the world into World War III. Karma Patriot put this out on Truth and says, good confirmation that NATO most likely is the culprit and the target. The lame duck Biden admin's decision to arm and allow Ukraine to use longer range ATACMs to launch strikes deep inside Russia is purely by choice, an attempt to box in the incoming admin prior to a power transition. It is unwise and needlessly escalatory and will not improve Ukraine's strategic position, but might invite disproportionate reaction and counter-escalation from Russia, thereby elevating the spiral towards a general NATO-Russia war. The more plausible reason is that the Biden administration wants to portray the coming administration as an appeaser, knowing fully well the desire of President-elect Trump to de-escalate this conflict as per the mandate of the American people. She continues and says the following. Based on Putin's comments below, I think the real target here might be NATO. Putin is very clearly offering a warning before they cross a red line. Only NATO troops can operate these missiles. The Ukrainians can't do it. To allow Ukraine to use these weapons to strike inside of Russia, we're talking about a decision for NATO to be directly involved in the conflict or not. That would mean a change in the conflict. USA and NATO countries would be in direct war with Russia. In a last-ditch effort to sabotage Trump, are the deep state plus NATO intentionally escalating the conflict to usher in World War III? Putin understands that this is an aggression that's coming from NATO. The goal is to be so deep into World War III by the time Trump is inaugurated that it'll be near impossible to stop. This move by NATO just put the global deep state directly in our crosshairs. The entire world is watching. And she's absolutely right. This is what they're doing. They have a three-stage approach to actually stop Trump and keep him bogged down. And what they really want in the end, they want the United States to lose the war. This is why they brought in all these military age men, these illegals that came to this country. Do you think they'll be fighting for the U.S. or do you think they'll be fighting against the people in the U.S.? Think about what they're trying to pull off. But you need to remember, Trump has the ultimate countermeasure. He has peace. And I do believe he has peace through strength. He has the ability to negotiate peace with Putin, with Xi, with Zelensky, and all the other leaders. Yes, NATO is going to try to push this, but I do believe in the end, Trump is going to push back very hard. And once he establishes peace, this entire plan falls apart. Now, I'm not saying he's going to have peace tomorrow. I do believe they're going to be pushing this. It's going to look very scary. And those individuals in this country, the young left people, those people that are military age, women who are military age, they're going to get very, very scared because when they hear the word draft, when they hear the word war, what's worse, Trump or getting drafted to fight a war? And it doesn't matter if you're a man dressed up as a woman dressed up as a man, they'll take everybody for this war. That's what's going to happen. Because if we have a world war, this war is much, much different than World War I, World War II. Now they have the ability, I'm talking about Russia, China, North Korea, they have the ability to hit the U.S. Do I think it's going to get that far? No. I think it's going to look scary, but I think Trump, he's going to have the ability to usher in peace. And you can see the deep state players, they're pushing everything that they have right now. They're even pushing it in regards to a plandemic, scandemic. Right now, we know that RFK, he's coming in. He was nominated. He's not confirmed just yet, but he's planning on getting rid of a lot of the health agencies. He's planning on going after Big Pharma, going after the CDC, the FDA. And remember, this is all part of the criminal syndicate. Remember how much money Big Pharma makes. I mean, Big Pharma would make a huge amount of money if we had a war. Think about all the medication they produce. Think about everything that they produce. Think about all the other companies. So do you think they would want war? Absolutely. But Alex Soros responded to what Elon Musk and Vivek and Trump are about to do. And he says, they're playing with fire. Americans will be screwed if there is another pandemic. Now, once again, did we really have a pandemic or was it a pandemic of numbers? It was a pandemic of statistical numbers, and they scared the people into doing something they normally wouldn't do. Most of the people would have never been affected by this COVID virus. Actually, it would feel like a cold, they would recover, and everything would be okay. Those people that are a little bit older, they might have had a little bit more tougher time, but we had medication to solve this problem. It was called hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. These same people kept it from we the people. Elon Musk responded to Alex Soros and said, scam-demic. You think he knows? Absolutely. He definitely knows. And the other thing that's really interesting is that the former director of the CDC under Trump, this is Redfield, Robert Redfield, he's saying that this virus might have been born in North Carolina. Isn't that interesting? I thought it was from the wet market. So now it was in Wuhan, and now we're being told it was born in North Carolina. Was it then shipped to Ukraine, then shipped to Wuhan after that? That is very, very interesting. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: we're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of COVID. And if you recall, under President Trump's leadership, we had an incredible public health policies. President Trump's unparalleled creation of Operation Warp Speed was one like we've never seen before. Dr. Jeanette Neal Schwat, Fox News. Now, Operation Warp Speed, I don't believe that was the creation of the vaccines. They were working on that for quite a while. I do believe Operation Warp Speed was to wake the people up, to put the resident in position, to show the people, look what they're trying to do here. And that's what I think Operation Warp Speed is. Because again, when you look at the pharmaceutical companies, when you look at the military industrial complex, they already had these vaccines. They already had the mRNAs. And actually, when you look at the military industrial complex, they are the ones that gave it to Big Pharma. So those were already developed. They were already there. And I think what Trump is saying now is the Great Awakening. What he did to get the people awake, thinking logically. And once they were thinking logically, they were awake, they were able to take back the country. They were able to see very, very clearly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the majority of the pollsters that are on the fake news, they put out fake polls. And yesterday we mentioned how pollster Ann Seltzer, she is now ending her election polling career. She's going into some other thing because, again, her polls, they were completely the opposite of what actually happened. Well, Trump, he wants an investigation into her right now. He put this out. A totally fake poll that caused great distress and uncertainty at a very critical time. She knew exactly what she was doing. Thank you to the great people of Iowa for giving me such a record-breaking vote, despite possible election fraud by Ann Seltzer and the now discredited newspaper for which she works. An investigation is fully called for. So if they're putting out fake polls and all these people were manipulating their polls, that means they were interfering in the election, doesn't it? It means they were doing something to make people think that Kamala had a chance. And when they put Kamala over the top, they were manipulating it so much where people might have thought she had a chance. That right there is election interference. They should be held accountable. Just like the people in Bucks County, they should be held accountable because they're accepting ballots that don't have signatures. These are illegal ballots, and I think the Supreme Court just ruled that they can't accept them now. But what's very interesting about this is that Bucks County Commissioner, who is openly breaking the law to count the invalid ballots, he actually contributed to Bob Casey's campaign in September. So this is why we need the SAVE Act, because We need one-day voting. We need voter ID. And we need counting in one day. And we need both sides on the floor observing everything. I think everyone should wear a body cam, just like the police officers. I think we should have more cameras. And those people that are actually picking up the ballots, they should have a body cam on them so the American people can see every ballot that goes by in their local area. I think we need to break it down to that level at this point, because this will stop a lot of these individuals. I mean, they're trying to steal the House seat in California. Marjorie Taylor Greene put this out and said the following: "The Democrats are stealing a House seat right out from under us in California. We barely control the House and will have a one-seat majority in January when Trump takes office while we fill three seats through special elections. We have to stop election rigging. This is a continuing battle." And it's absolutely ridiculous. Lauren Boebert put this out and said, "There is no excuse for any states to still be counting votes in the year 2024. This is just ridiculous." I agree with her 100% here. And when you really look at it, we still have states counting. We have Wisconsin, we have California, we have Pennsylvania, Arizona. Kerry Lake lost the election because of cheating. We need to go and investigate every one of these elections, and we need to look at the ballots. We need a team in there to go through it. Forget the machines. Let's just count the ballots. Are the signatures right? Are these printed? Are these on the up and up? I think an audit needs to be done, and done very, very quickly. But you can see the deep state players, they're panicking because Trump now is picking his appointments, and now they're starting the wrap-up smear campaign. And they're going to continue to do this. Clandestine put this out and said, 60 Minutes is hilarious. Their opening statement was Matt Gaetz is a pedophile. Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset. RFK Jr. is a dangerous vaccine skeptic. Zero shame from the corporate media. They're just going to keep lying all the way to complete irrelevancy. And he's absolutely right. But yes, they're going to use the wrap-up smear campaign. They're already saying from the report that Matt Gaetz is paying for sex with underage women. I mean, they're just coming up with everything they possibly can to actually discredit all these individuals. And do you really think this is going to work this time around? Absolutely not. Because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have other methods of getting these individuals into their positions. And as we could see, Senator Marco Rubio, he is expected to resign from the Senate. Ron DeSantis put this out and said that he is going to resign from the Senate and to assume duties as Secretary of State when the Trump administration takes power on January 20th, creating a vacancy roughly 2 months from today. We have already received strong interest from several possible candidates, and we continue to gather names of additional candidates and conduct preliminary vetting. More extensive vetting and candidate interviews will be conducted over the next few weeks, with a selection likely made by the beginning of January. Florida deserves a senator who will help Trump deliver on his election mandate, be strong on immigration and border security, take on the entrenched bureaucracy and administrative state, reverse the nation's fiscal decline, be animated by conservative principles, and has a proven record of results. Absolutely. But you can see the deep state players inside of D.C., the rhinos, McConnell, they're doing whatever they possibly can to stop this. And what's very interesting is that Jane Mayer put out a post on X, and it says, "Message to Trump team, there will be no recess appointments, Senator Mitch McConnell said tonight at a Washington gathering." So they put this up and then they quickly deleted. I do believe it was on Truth and on X, and she quickly deleted it, which is very, very interesting. Rick Scott responded to this and said, "Yes, there will be. There will be recess appointments." So that is very, very interesting. Now remember, Trump, he can actually adjourn the House and the Senate if there's a disagreement. This is why I do believe he kept Johnson. This is why he endorsed Johnson. And if the Senate won't adjourn, I do believe the House will. The president can step in. Once this happens, he can bring in his recess appointments. He can also use the Federal Vacancy Reform Act of 1998, commonly referred to as the Vacancies Act, is a United States federal law that outlines the procedure for temporarily filling vacancies in appointment offices of the executive branch that requires Senate confirmation. It allows the president to appoint acting officials to positions that are vacant due to death, resignation, or inability of the officer to perform their duties, ensuring continuity in government operation. The first assistant to be vacant office automatically becomes the acting officer unless the president designates someone else. The president can also direct another person who has been confirmed by the Senate for a different position or a senior agency employee who has served in the agency for at least 90 days in the preceding year and is at least at the GS 15 level to act in that position. An acting officer can serve for no longer than 210 days from the date the vacancy occurred. If a nomination for the permanent position is pending in the Senate, the acting officer can serve for the duration of the nomination process. So Trump, he has many different avenues to use, and I do believe he's going to be using each and every one of them. I do believe the MOAB is to actually adjourn the House and the Senate, put them in recess. He can bring all his recess appointments in. And I do believe he'll try all these different methods, hoping the people will do the right thing. But he knows there's going to be pushback. But I believe in the end, he will get all these people into these positions one way or another. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Elon Musk, he decided to put out a post, and it is a Q post, which is very, very interesting. And it says QNN, looking at John Bolton, it says non-friend. Down below it says old walrus angry at Getz Gabbard picks. Super duper Heine sniffer fears error of peace will destroy deep state. So is he sending us a message that he knows about Q? Is he sending us a message that maybe he is Q? That is very, very interesting. Because again, he's been using a lot of the phrases from Q lately, and it's very, very suspicious. But you could see that going back in time, this was one incredible plan that Trump and the Patriots have laid out. And I do believe it was a plan that was designed and prepared for to take down the deep state players. They knew they couldn't go directly at them. They knew they had to wake up the people. They knew they had to take control of the country. And they knew once they had control, they would be able to push the agenda forward and take back the entire country. They knew that the deep state was going to fight all the way through it. But having the people, having the military, it allows the Patriots to have the control over what happens, what occurs. Because remember, the deep state, they might have an insurgency, they might push back, but the people that they're using, it's the minority. They might have 4,000, 5,000, but Trump has, I would say, 120, 150 million. And as the deep state tries to push a war, I think he's even going to get more people on his side. And you could see when you look at the NFL, when you look at the blue cities, you could see that people, they're no longer afraid. The people now, they're speaking out. The Great Awakening has worked. And this is how we take back the country. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.